Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this November 22nd, 2022. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in Sue Sipple, Executive Director of the Family Center. Looking forward to talking with Sue. Right now, we have in studio with us Taylor Schaefer. She is the 75th Alice in Dairyland. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Of course.
Great to see you. Great to have you in studio. We have had a great relationship with Alice in Dairyland for many, many years, going back to Carl doing this show and everything, and it's so much fun to have you in, to meet you. First up, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
This.
Mm-hmm.
Big congratulations to you. We have a lot to talk about today, especially with something special in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I have to be honest with you, it's very hard for me to do my job with there's maple syrup right in front of me. All I want to talk about is maple syrup, Taylor, but I got to focus. I got to do my job. I do want to get to know you a little bit and let the audience get to know you a little. First up, how are you? How are things going? How have you been enjoying this process?
It's been a lot of fun. And truly, when I say that I have enjoyed everything that I've done so far, I really mean that. Mm-hmm. I have loved every single moment, soaking up everything that I have done. You know, I've attended quite a few different events, interacting with audiences who are involved in agriculture and those who aren't as well. So it's been a really great opportunity for me to learn more about Wisconsin agriculture and to share agriculture stories with people across Wisconsin.
How long have you been Alice in Dairyland? It hasn't been that long so far.
It's almost 6 months already.
It has been.
I started July 5th. I know. And I had someone say that to me the other day. They're like, oh, you're almost approaching the 6 month mark. And it's kind of hard for me to think about it that way because I feel like I just started yesterday. I
can imagine. Mm-hmm. Oh, what made you want to be Alice in Dairyland? Mm-hmm.
I grew up on a farm in Franksville, Wisconsin, which is in Racine County. And I was really involved in the beef industry from a young age. Mm. I had an opportunity to travel around Wisconsin, travel around the country for livestock shows. And that's ultimately why I decided to pursue agriculture professionally. I graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Madison in the spring of 2022 with degrees in animal sciences and life sciences communication. And while I was on campus, I was involved in quite a few different student organizations, one being the Association of Women in Agriculture. So if you've met a few prior Alices, a lot of them have been involved in AWA. And one thing that Alice does really in the spring months is travel around to different student orgs and give a presentation about the Alice in Dairyland program. So that's talking about the Alice program history, more about the current Alice, her background, and also more about what she's been up to that current year. So the first time I had an opportunity to interact with an Alice was my freshman year of college, and I think back to Abigail Martin, Caitlin Riley, and then this year I interacted with Julia as well, and just having conversations with them, learning more about the Alice program is why I decided to apply. So did apply the first year I was eligible. I went through the 6 month long application process when I was still in college, and I was selected about 7 days after I graduated.
Impressive. I'm sorry, Taylor, you are impressive. If you were my age in your 40s and you said all that, I'd be impressed, let alone what you've done in a short amount of time. Like, that is impressive.
Thank you.
Going from the beef industry and more of that background to the dairy, was there a bit of education that took on your part to learn more about that?
Mm-hmm. When I was in college, I actually worked at the on-campus dairy cattle center. So that's where we do a lot of research in the dairy industry. So I not only milked cows and did chores, had some dairy experience there, but that's really where I found my love for Wisconsin dairy, because I didn't necessarily grow up in that industry, right? I'm used to the beef cattle and everything like that, but I truly fell in love with the dairy cow. And I actually had an internship last summer where I was very fortunate to live with a family in Washington County on the eastern side of the state on their dairy farm. So I sold beef at farmers markets, still got a little bit of that industry in my blood, but then I also milked cows with them every single morning. So I definitely do have some roots in the dairy industry, although I did not grow up in it. And truly, that has been one of my favorite parts about Alice too, is just learning.
Well, and I love that you've done your homework. Like, you've really, like, there's one thing, you could sit there and read about these things, but you've actually gone out there and gotten your hands in the dirt and actually gotten and done this. It's really cool.
Yeah, and that's kind of the 4-H member in me too. So the 4-H motto is to learn by doing. I was a 4-H member for over 10 years, and that's what I have really held very close to me during my time as Alice. I always love to learn. I always love to act to like the student, ask questions, and really get out into the community, out on farms, and learn that way. So that's the best way that I'm able to communicate with different audiences, is by getting out there and experiencing it firsthand.
You know, you mentioned a couple of things here, Julia, and I'm glad you brought her up. We really enjoyed working with her, and a big shout out to her and everything she did with the crown. What I will say too, with talking with her, and you mentioned 4-H, we have 4-H come in and join us from time to time. A lot of our ag industry. I am a city boy, and I'm learning. I learned so much about this this world and that field more and more. And the more I learn, the more just fascinated that I am by it, and enjoy it more and more. I don't want to brag, but I also have milked a cow.
Ooh.
I have milked a cow before.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know if the cow liked it. I don't know if the cow enjoyed it. And I don't know. The cow has never reached me back to me. I've tried to stay in contact with the cow. It has never gotten back to me. So
do you
I'm
know
not
what
sure
breed
how
it was?
It went. No.
Okay.
good question, though. Like, actually, I'm not sure what kind it was. But it is. I agree with you about actually doing the work. Mm-hmm. I would recommend to almost anybody to spend some time on a farm. If you haven't before, it certainly gives you some empathy, some appreciation for that world. It is the backbone of our country, but it's also just interesting. I think it's just fun and kind of interesting to learn about and everything.
It is, and I really think back to the Wisconsin State Fair now that you brought that up. So we have this feature at the Wisconsin State Fair called Dairy Lane, and that's an exhibit that features all seven breeds of Wisconsin dairy cattle, because we do have seven here. That's why I asked you that question.
Good, it was a good question.
Yeah, and we're actually dabbling into dairy goats as well. So Wisconsin ranks first in dairy goats and dairy goat milk production, so not just on the cow side, but also on the goat side as well, and we offered milking demos every hour on the hour, all 11 days of the state fair. So that was one of my favorite things that I did, all 11 days, having an opportunity to share that with fairgoers, talk more about Wisconsin's dairy industry, and giving them an opportunity too to step in there and learn how to milk a cow. So I did bring on some people from TMJ4 in Milwaukee, if you're familiar with that station.
Yes,
we brought her on and had her milk a cow on live TV, and that was, I have to say, that was probably one of my favorite memories from state fair this year.
I can't believe it would be. I got to do that. That's great. You set me up too perfectly. And Taylor, I'd never get to talk about this. When I was like 14 and I first moved to Rapids, I was trying to help my mom and dad out and trying to find little odd jobs to do. And I used to sweep hair. So I go to this little salon and the lady said, well, I don't have any clients. I don't have any hair to sweep, but I do have goats in the back. And if you want to clip their nails and milk them, I could use a hand with that.
Wow.
I told her that I, I know how to do that. And she knew right away that I didn't, but she was very nice to me and stuff. And so I went back there and two different goats, I clipped their hooves and milked them. And up until that moment, literally, that I'm getting down on my knee to milk this goat, I did not know you could milk goats. I had no idea.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's how common it is. That's how much of it exists and everything. And it's pretty cool. That's a great idea to have at the fair. We talk about these things, and a lot of this stuff that I'm bringing up is in part because there's just something unique and special around every corner in this state. It's it's the part of the heartbeat of Wisconsin. And it's part of why we love these Something Special in Wisconsin so much, is it gives us a chance to really put a focus on some of these items that maybe you know of and maybe you don't. So where would you like to kind of like start with this, a fun recipe, or where would you like to go?
We can talk a little bit more about the program in general. So the Something Special from Wisconsin program is run through the state's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and it signifies that that company and product have at least 50% of Wisconsin ingredients, production, or processing. So it's a great way to easily identify that you are supporting Wisconsin farmers, small businesses, and agribusinesses as well. And you can find these in-store or online by looking for the red Something Special from Wisconsin logo. And we actually have a full list of all of our Something Special members at somethingspecialwi.com. I do have just a few products with me here today to highlight, and these are all perfect for your holiday mornings. I know that's something in my family that we always look forward to every single year, whether that's making coffee, making hot chocolate at our house. And one thing that I actually tried, now that you bring up recipes, I have with me the Soda Fountain Malted Milk Powder from CTL Foods. And this is most commonly known for turning ice cream shakes into malts, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can also use it in baking. So I made a hot chocolate recipe using that malted milk powder, and it was delicious. It was one of the best things I think I've tried with all of these different ingredients inside of it. So that is certainly something to try this holiday season. We also have that maple syrup that you mentioned earlier. So that's from Maple Valley Cooperative, which incorporates a lot of different Wisconsin farmers, right?
Yeah.
So I have some organic maple syrup with me, and they also have a whiskey barrel aged maple syrup as well. So those are just two products that you can try some new baking ingredients with this holiday season.
So everybody, I would like to, I hope you're enjoying Taylor. She's going to do the rest of the show. I'm going to grab these and I'm going to go into our break room.
Okay.
So just have fun. I've had their maples before, that Maple Valley. I've had that before. I don't think I knew that, though. They incorporate different farmers from different farms for that to make that?
Yeah, it's owned by farmers. It's a cooperative.
Yeah, I've read that. I guess I didn't realize. I didn't take the extra step to think about how they make it. Huh, that's very cool. And it's so good. That makes sense that it's multiple. It's clicking now. Mm-hmm. The malted milk powder, I'm glad you brought that up, too. Mm-hmm. Things like that. I like baking. I should say I like cooking. Mm-hmm. I'm learning to be better about baking. I don't know how to bake to save my life, but I'm trying to learn. Mm-hmm. One of the first things I'm learning is the creativity of baking and how you can have a little fun with things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great note about it. I have some other great products here, too.
Yeah, so this one I'll talk about in specific. So this is actually from Franciscan Peacemakers, which is a company out of Milwaukee, and they have employees who are actually women survivors of trauma. So they come into this center and they give them an opportunity to create things by hand. This is their hand soap, but they also have lotion, candles, and so much more to choose from. Everything is made by hand. All of these products are, again, handcrafted by these women survivors of trauma. So this is one of the other products that I have with me. And that's, again, something that you can smell in the morning to make your holiday morning complete.
That hits the heart. I'm not familiar. I have to look into that organization. That's beautiful, especially, we have Sue coming in from the family center right after this. That really plays right into it. That one thing that I think is very common throughout the Midwest, especially here in Wisconsin, we love supporting local. We like being able to do that. If it's something that's local, along with a cause that we care about, it makes these products taste and feel and work that much more for us. There's something added to it.
Absolutely. And all of our members have a very unique story. So I talked about a few things last week. There was a company that I was speaking about who's the owner, her husband actually passed away when she was pregnant with their second child. And he was very, very passionate about financial education and young children. So she created this company called Small Legacies. And they have a wooden bank that is the give, save, spend model. So it basically has three different categories where children can drop their money into, learn how to, again, manage their money responsibly. And that was created because of her history. So every company, again, has a very unique story. And you can find links to all of their websites at Something Special WI.com to learn more. Again, most of these will ship directly to your door as well if you're looking to learn more about these companies that all, again, have a very unique story.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really glad you told us about that one. I hadn't heard of them before. I'm definitely looking into that. And we have some other things to look through.
I do, yeah. So this is Olympia granola bars.
I was eyeballing those.
Yeah, so these are delicious. They're made with 100% USA honey, and they actually have a lot of different flavors too. So this is the almond chocolate. I've tried some of their caramel apple flavors as well, but of course, you can eat it just like a regular granola bar. You can take it with you to work, have it between meetings with your coffee, or you can also experiment again with some new recipes as well. So they were actually a vendor at the Wisconsin State Fair. That's when I first met the owners of the company, and they created these popsicles. And I'm still trying to figure out how I can make these at home because it was a State Fair special, so they only had it for that week. But they basically incorporated the granola with some yogurt and also some fruit puree as well and froze it into a popsicle. So that's just one thing that you can do with those granola bars.
Ooh.
And then finally, I have some butter from Luann's Spreads. And there's a couple different varieties. I have the berry surprise, and then there's also a raspberry cranberry as well. And these are perfect for the picky eater in your life. Now, I know my brother and my dad are very, very picky, especially when it comes to the holiday season. They like to eat what they like to eat, right? But this is certainly something that everyone in your family will enjoy, no matter how picky they are.
I am. And if you could see, Taylor is already learning a little bit about me already, because immediately she looks right at me when she says, like, James, like, yeah, I'm guilty. I'm trying to get better about that. Try to try more stuff and everything. I have to say that things like this make it a lot easier on people like me with the picky palate to expand a little bit, seem like we're being adventurous. That's a really cool one to bring too.
Yeah.
There's so many products. We would never have enough time. We could spend 24 hours on this and probably not hear it on everything that we do. So as you mentioned before, if I'm curious about finding more made in Wisconsin products, I can go on the website and find that?
Of course. You can visit somethingspecialwi.com to find a full list of all of our members. We actually have over 300 different participating companies here in the state of Wisconsin. So one thing that I really love to do when I'm out on the road, which I do a lot, I'm out on the road pretty much every single day, I like to follow the map that's on that website and find the businesses that are close to where I'm going to be. So if I have a free moment or a couple hours in my schedule where I'm not doing anything, I always like to drop by and say hello to our Something Special members. But again, all of them have a very, very unique story. Some of them have storefronts. Some of them ships directly to your door. It really just depends on the company. But you can find all of that information on the Something Special from Wisconsin website.
Taylor, what's next for you after this, after you leave us here today? Where are you going about that, like leading up to the holidays and everything?
Well, I will be cutting down my ceremonial Christmas tree in the next couple of weeks, so I'm really looking forward to that. And we're really gearing up for the 76th Alice in Dairyland Finals. So this holiday campaign I'll be working on until pretty much December 23rd. So just visiting with TV and radio stations around the entire state of Wisconsin talking about, again, our Something Special from Wisconsin program. But with that Christmas tree, I will be attending an event in Walworth with some kids, lighting up the Christmas tree, putting some ornaments on. And then again, looking forward to May 11th through the 13th, where we will be in Lake Geneva, where the 76th Alice in Dairyland will be selected. So those applications will open at the end of January, early February. And have you really heard about the application process? Has anyone talked with that?
I don't think we've really gone in depth on it. We've touched on it, but if you don't mind, let's go ahead and in depth a little bit, because I got to start writing this stuff down now if I'm going to have a chance to run this running thing.
Well, when those applications open, that's when applicants can submit a resume and a cover letter. And from there, we'll bring in about 10 people for interviews, and a selection panel will narrow that down to 6 candidates. So those 6 candidates will go through about 5 months of training with the state's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, learning all about what Alice does and doing it in a shorter period of time. So you're conducting TV interviews, radio interviews, writing articles, making social media posts, really, again, doing everything that Alice does. And then you, of course, have an opportunity to show off everything that you learned, everything you are capable of during the 3-day long job interview process. So I mentioned that's in Walworth County next year, but that actually rotates every single year. The selection process will move counties so that the current Alice can highlight a new county's agriculture industry. So we're even looking further ahead, all the way to the 80th Alice in Dairyland, for where we would be hosting those events. But Walworth will be the 2023 host.
If a mayor or somebody in a city out there is listening to us and they would like to host one of these or host an event or just have you come to town or something, is that something that's an option?
Of course. So if you would like Alice to attend an event, you can request me on my website at aliceindairyland.com. Otherwise, you can follow along with my journey on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And if you are also interested in learning more about the selection process or if you can become a host county, all of that information is on my website as well.
Taylor, you're good. Yeah, that's right where I was going next. I did check out the blog a little bit. Have you been enjoying that?
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun, and I love to write, so that's one of the things that I really love to do in college. I know it's kind of a weird thing. Not a lot of people do like to write, but that's something that's always come naturally to me, so I really enjoy writing articles for state papers and local papers during the last couple of months. I can't even think back to how many articles I've written so far, but the blog is just one piece of that.
I've been writing since I was a kid, and I feel like you can tell people that enjoy writing, like you're a good writer, and I can tell that you take your time with it, that you enjoy, that you're trying to be as descriptive as you can be for the people reading. I appreciate that effort that you put in, and you can tell you enjoy it. That's great to hear.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Has there been some things, especially you mentioned coming from one part of the industry, kind of learning more about the other part. Have there been things that have been kind of surprising for you to learn about your state or learn just about the job in itself?
Well, thinking back to that selection process, before I applied to be Alice in Dairyland, I did not know what ginseng was. So that is actually a top commodity that's produced here in Wisconsin, mostly grown in Marathon County, because Marathon is right where that 45th latitude hits, and that's where ginseng grows best. So I spent a lot of time as a top candidate learning about Wisconsin ginseng, and then of course over the last few months, I've been able to visit multiple farms, attend quite a few different events with the Wisconsin Ginseng Board, and that's one of the things that I've really enjoyed learning about. And one thing that always surprises people about ginseng, it cannot be grown twice on the same soil. So it does not matter how long ago it was planted. It does not matter how long ago it was harvested. It could be 10 years, 100 years. No matter what, if you try to plant it again on the same soil two times, it will not grow.
Just wild, isn't mm-hmm. it? And I didn't know that either until about a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. Family Natural Foods, we had some people come in from that are talking about ginseng. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about it, and I know what ginseng is and everything. And then they start talking about how big it is in the state mm-hmm. and how we're one of the few states. And you just go down a rabbit hole on yeah. that, and it is so fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Really interesting.
And what really surprised me, too, is how far people will travel to purchase Wisconsin ginseng.
Yeah.
So I think this was like my third or fourth week as Alice. I had an opportunity to visit Sioux Ginseng, which is up in Wausau. Mm-hmm. And while I was there, I actually met some people who were traveling here from China. So they flew into Green Bay. They were pilots. Their plane was getting worked on in Green Bay.
Wow.
So they drove all the way from Green Bay to Wausau to purchase ginseng. So people Jeez. Will travel from all over the world to bring this home as a gift to their family, whether they want to cook with it, make it into tea, or take it in capsules as well. There's a lot of different ways to enjoy it.
You don't want to be the person with the follow-up gift to that. Like, how do you follow that?
I know. Like, with a something special from Wisconsin product.
Nicely done. See, this is how good she is. Nicely done. Do you want to go over anything one more time before we wrap up? Got about a minute left here to play around with.
Well, of course, if you want to learn more about the Something Special from Wisconsin program, again, that website is somethingspecialwi.com. There you can find more information about all of our 300 different vendors. You can also find some more information about how to become a member if you are interested, or if you'd like to just follow along with Alice in Dairyland, what she's up to during the year. Again, my website is alicindairyland.com, and I am also on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
And again, encourage people to check out that blog. She does a really nice job at it. It's really well done. And as you were touching on earlier, and thank you again for kind of going through the process of trying to become Alice and everything with us. I thought that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things when you hear it, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't have guessed that the training that goes on and that and everything. Again, makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had an Alice come in here and not know her stuff. I mean, you guys know your stuff, but mm-hmm. it's just kind of cool to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
If there are people out there listening that know somebody or them themselves want to be maybe the next Alice,
mm-hmm.
looking into that, another great place. Again, the website is great for that too.
Of course. And one piece of advice that I would recommend to anyone interested in applying, really truly think about your experiences and find your why.
Mm.
That's one thing that I've talked a lot with a bunch of different people across the state. Find your why you're passionate about agriculture, why it's important to your family, why it's important to the next generation in your family, more importantly, why you want to be an advocate for the industry. That's one thing that I thought a lot about while I was a top candidate, and that's something that I hope to convey during my year as well.
Well said. Mm-hmm. And much better than my application process, where I just write down I love chocolate milk,
mm-hmm.
I've gotten some laughter, but I don't think they take me seriously, Taylor.
I love chocolate milk too.
Right. Thank you so much for being in here today. Mm-hmm. Wonderful to meet you. Safe travels and enjoy your time in the state, bopping around.
Mm-hmm.
And the catch is you were too much fun and too good on the air. You're going to have to come back.
I will actually be making more rounds right before Christmas, talking about Wisconsin butter and how you can make the holidays even butter with Wisconsin butter. So have you seen that internet trend of the butter boards?
No, I haven't seen those.
So basically you take a cutting board or another surface, you spread butter all over it, and then you put a bunch of different toppings on it. So I've made quite a few different butter boards, but they can be sweet, they can be savory, they can incorporate a lot of different ingredients, and all you have to do is just take a piece of bread and scoop off of the tray to eat it. It's like a holiday dish, something that you can bring to a family gathering.
Mm.
So I will actually be traveling again 2 weeks before Christmas, talking about butter and making butter boards on air too. So if you're interested in that.
Oh, definitely.
I'll be in
the
area.
Gotta bring it back. Definitely gotta bring it back. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the time, Taylor. You take care.
Thanks for having me.
We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and have some more fun on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.